first four halachas of today's perek deal with eligible and ineligible yavams, which is the male, the brother-in-law who has to be miyavim. And halachas 5 through 31 deal with eligible and ineligible sister-in-laws, the yavama. There are some brothers that are fit to be either miyavim or to submit to chlitzah, and there are some brothers that aren't fit neither for yibim or chlitzah. The Eilam Zika Klal, and there's no tie to them at all. The Elat Yevamtim Tesezor, rather the system of Lechatchila is mutted, permitted to marry a stranger, Vyeshachan Shulin Lechlitzah Ein Ruin Leibim, and you have other cases of brothers who are eligible for Chlitzah but not for Yibim. Yeshachim Shahim Ruin Leibim Vein Ruin Lechlitzah, and there's some brothers who are fit for Yibim and not for Chlitzah. But now the Rambam goes into the different categories. These are the brothers that have no tie, that the Yivam is not tied to them at all. They are Sushama, which is a man who cannot have children, who was born that way. Not that we had explained Hilchos Ishus, there's a Sushama and a Sus Adam. So Sus Adam was through an act of man, he made it that he couldn't have children. Sushama was, he was born that way, and Andreganus is a somebody who has simanim of both a man and a woman. So these people cannot be miyabim at all, and there's no Zika because they're not fit to give birth, and they never had a time when they were able to be miyabim, that they, because there was never a time they could have given birth. And being that the Torah says the whole idea of Yibim is L'hakim Lach of Shem B'Yisrael, so these people that cannot have children could not fulfill the mitzvah of Yibim. L'hakha Gimel, and now comes the category of people who could be Miyabim and not Chelitz, which are Chereshet V'Katan, a deaf mute, a imbecile, and a minor, Neshem B'Amdas L'Achitz, because they did not have sufficient knowledge to perform the Chelitzah ceremony, and we learned in Perek Dal HaLacha Tazayin, that both of them have to have the right kavana. And when cheresh, a deaf mute will be miyabim, he can never dismiss his wife. Why? Because with intercourse he makes the yavama a complete married woman. However, his divorce, when he gives a get, it's not a real get. Ben Tisha Shon V'yei Mechot Shibim, and a male 9 years and one day who was Miyabim, which from that age we say Bios is like Bia, but it's like we explained in the previous parak, it's like a Maimer. Any Yoch Lagarish Ad Sheyagu Kamei Shebiyanu, but he cannot divorce until he becomes of age by Mitzvah, as we've explained in the previous Halacha. These next category of people can submit to chlitza, but they cannot perform yibim. Hasvekas, it's people who are in doubt. That their status is a doubt. Kagan shes suffak ev alocha, for example, a case of a yavim whose sister-in-law is a forbidden relative out of doubt. If you have a case of a yavim who his private parts were either crushed or maimed, or he was subjected to other sorts of forms of castration, not that he was born that way, so now it goes into the category of suicidum, or else an elder man whose strength was exhausted and he's now impotent. Although we say they should not be miyabim, however, if Swiss Adam would have intercourse with his sister-in-law, he has acquired her, because at one time he had a shasakesha, a time when he was fit to be miyabim. However, he has to dismiss her with a get, because a Swiss Adam is forbidden from entering the congregation of the Jewish people, based on the pasuk in Chumash. However, if he became a soros, if he th- through a sickness, then he's mutter to come into the call of the Jewish people, as will be explained in Hilchos Yisuri Biyah. Vatumtum, somebody who is, we don't know if he's a male or female, v'samanim are covered up by him, cheretz v'leim yavim, nishu safik, because by him it is the status of a safik. And also, not only that, begashmis, he cannot. Such a person cannot be miyavim, but he has to be cheletz al to suffik, because maybe he's a zocha. However, it's unfortunately being done, if he have other brothers, then he cannot perform the chlitza, because maybe he's a girl. If nikra v'nimtza zocha, if the place where the samanma was torn open and we find out that he's a male, gotza cheletz al to miyavim, then if he wants, he can either submit to chlitza or perform yibim. V'sha'achin eichol tzunei miyavim. And all other brothers, which is the fourth category, can either perform chlitza or yibam. Now it goes to the lochas of the yavama, the system. Like yesh yavama shein guris lechlitza yibam. There's some systems that are fit both for chlitza or yibam. Yesh yavama shein guris lechlitza or yibam. Some that are not fit neither for neither yibam or chlitza. Ve'ena aleim zika klal, and there's no tie between them and the yavam at all. Mutares nasazan, they are permitted to make a stranger. There's some that are fit for chlitza, not for yibam. There's some yavamas that are fit for yibam, not for chlitza. Again, like four different categories. Now he begins as follows. These are the women that can perform yibam. However, they cannot perform the chlitza ceremony. If it's a case of the system, or who was either stupid or a deaf mute or a minor, because they did not have the knowledge to read and to understand, it's interesting because when he was speaking by the man, he says just shame amdas lachlit. They don't have the knowledge to be chelit. Here he says likus ulahavin. And if the Yavam wants to divorce with a get after he had intercourse with her, then he can divorce her. If the man is a cheresh, then we said in the previous halachas that he has to remain with her forever because he doesn't have das to be megarish. But over here where she's the deaf mute, so you don't have to come onto her das to be megarish. These are women that can perform chlitza, not even. It's very loving women who are forbidden to the brother-in-laws based on a negative commandment, v'ashnius, and the secondary degree relative forbidden, v'sirasei, and those that are forbidden by positive commandment, k'moshis buzz, will be explained. Chol isha shehi sapik megreshes, any woman who's doubtful, who's in doubt if she is a divorcee, chelatz le misyabemis, then she performs chitza na'im, shem yifka be'erva she'eshes achiv, shegesh asur lo mishum erva. So if it would be a case of sopik gerishim, for example, he threw a get and sopik korav lay or korav law, so then we say that the brother can't be miyam, because maybe it's, if it was a get, then it's the divorce of his brother, then he's not allowed to be miyabim. It's also mishameva. However, if it would be reversely gabe kedushin, that she was mekudish to the brother with a sopik, that he threw her cast of kedushin, sopik karav la, or sopik karav la, so then she's like all other yavamas who can perform chlitza or yibim. Why? Because there's nothing the yavam says, shenkein davalachashe. There's nothing for us to be apprehensive. Because if it was kedushin, so then he's being miyabim his brother's wife. If it was no conditions, then it wasn't his brother's wife. Chayin Esha Sacheresh is Kain Vakar. The same halacha applies to the wife of a Cheresh, or a Zakain, an older woman, or a Kara, a stale woman, Harei and Kisha Yavamas, they are like all other Yavamas, Ratzachel, Tzatzim Yabim. He wants to perform Chlitz or Yim, he can wash his Kain Vakar, his son Shasakesh, because an older woman and a stale woman had a time earlier in their lifetime that they were fit to bear children. Halacha ches, ve'elu shehein peturis min achlitza min ha'yibim, these are the women, the system laws that are exempt both from chlitza and from yibim, eishas saris chama van degnis, eishas ha'sheta, eishas ha'katan. If it's the wife of a saris who was born like that means he never had a shas akesha. And Andragonus, where he has both simanim of a man and a woman who also never had a shas akesha. The eshes hashet of eshes akartan, the wife of an imbecile or the wife of a minor. The islandess and a barren woman who from birth we knew, from the way she was born, we knew she'd never be able to have children. A misha he erv and a woman who is a forbidden relation to him, shenema v'le yimchesh may be so. Because the Torah says that this name should not be blotted. Referring to the different psukim, one pasuk says that the brother's name should not be erased from the Klal Yisrael. So that excludes a sischama and andragonus, a soros who was born as follows, and andragonus, that their name is already blotted out. Why? Being they are not fit to have children from tchilas b'yosam, from the way they were born, harayim k'min b'fneyatzim, we consider them like a class of their own. Then another part, the pasuk says, "Vahaya b'charash atelid." It will be the first child that will be born will be called on the brother's name. So, prat la'il n'sheinu ruy leilad mitchilas b'yosad. That would exclude a barren woman who from birth was not fit to have children. And then it leisiya eshes hameis. So it says the wife of the dead brother should not go marry any strangers. So that excludes prat leishes sheit of a katan, excluding the wife of a imbecile or a minor, nesha ein lahem ishes klal, because the marriage was not considered a matrimonial marriage. There's no relation between them. Luckily, Elisha then says the brother should take him to a wife, which would exclude a forbidden relative that cannot be acquired in matrimony. Halacha test, ketzid yavama shei erev al yavama. How can a sister-in-law be a forbidden relative to her brother, to his brother, if it's just because it's the wife's brother? So then, by yibum, it's mutter. So he gives an example. Gen shayisa aches ish a ima a bita hareza turim min achlitza min a yibum ve'em la zika klau. So the Rambam gives examples as follows, that if she is the sister of his wife, or her mother or daughter, so then she's exempt both from chlitza and from yibum. Because it says, v'lachol ele isha v'yibma, he should take her for a wife and be miyabim her. Misha ruy lelukuchim v'kedushin tesim ba, he's kukli yib. So we learn out from that, that a woman that's fit to take in marriage, and if you would marry her, the kedushin would take hold. So such a woman, v'lachol ele, the isha, then only such a woman v'yabim is there, the idea is kukli yabim, that she has some tie to the yabim. A woman who was, anyways, the mother or the daughter that you couldn't take for a wife and kedushin would not be tefis, so then there's no yibum. Halacha yud, haisa yavama asur al yavama islap. What if the yavama was asur on the yavam, not as a, in the previous case, as a forbidden relation, but rather merely as a negative commandment, or yisra asay, or as a positive commandment, or shaisa shniya, or she was a prohibited relative of a second degree, so in this case is a case of she performs chlitza and not yibum. Why does she need chlitza at all? She is a, it seems that it's a woman that he can't marry, and it's not v'lachala. So it says, although he's not supposed to marry, but it's considered a woman that he can acquire, because if he would anyways transgress the mitzvah and marry her, the kedushin would take hold. So then we say, arein skukus the yavim, so there's some tie between them and the yavim. Umin adin ha'isha is yavim. And really, although it's a isa say, or isa lav, they should perform yibim anyways. Why? Sha yibim mitzvah say, because the mitzvah of yibim is a positive commandment. Chol makam sha tametzah save leisase, yavah save yitchas leisase. And we have a general rule in the Torah that wherever you find one thing is a positive commandment to do, and the other one is a negative commandment not to do, the positive commandment overrides, supersedes the negative commandment. So though the woman might be a issa lav, nevertheless the mitzvah sase should override, and she should have to have yibim anyways. But why don't we? Av chacham gaza shle yisyab mechayv lavim leishniyis. The chacham said that a woman who's usher to marry because of a negative commandment or a second degree erva, you should not marry. Gzeir Hashem yavala pam shniyav arei biyasa bi asur ve'ein sham mitzvah. She'ein mitzvah saseh el bi rishena bovat. The gzeira is as follows, because the only positive mitzvah is for the yavam to have intercourse with her one time, the first time. So we're afraid that maybe he'll have relations with her a second time also, and then that second time is not a mitzvah saseh. So you only have an isalav being with her, so there's nothing to override the isalav. Afikach therefore, ma'avu bal yivim ta'asur le'mishum lav ve'mishum aseh, ve'in tzarech le'mishniyah. So, but if nevertheless, although he was not supposed to be miyabim, this type of woman, if he was miyabim such a woman, so after their first relationship, he has already acquired her as a complete kinyan, and it's a complete ishus, and then to he has to dismiss her with a get. And her and all her co-wives are now permitted to marry any strangers because they have already been released from the tie to the yavam. The reason why it's forbidden a second time, because the pasuk says lahakim la'echav shame, that he should marry the brother's wife to set up a name for his brother. So by having relationship one time, it's enough for there to be a child. If you have a case of a sister-in-law widowed, who became a widow after the marriage, and then she had relations with the yavam, who was a kohen gadol, le'nifter tzarasa. So then we say the co-wife has not become part of him. Yivim she'ena say decha esleisa say vasei, because although yivim is a mitzvah asei, but it cannot override a leisa say and an asei. And over here, by the case of kohen gadol, you also have a one is the leisa say is amana le'yikach, and the asei is v'hu isha b'sula yikach. So therefore can't override it. Being when he was miyabim her, he has not been kane her complete kinyin. So then the co-wife does not become permitted to strange until the first one will perform chlitza. Or other mefushim say that the co-wife herself will perform chlitza. Halacha yud beis. How say yivama erval baila? If you have a case of the sister-in-law was her original husband's forbidden relative, for example, by mistake he made an error in husband and he married his sister by his father, and now he died and then she falls before the brother. So then we say the halacha is as follows, that she is not considered the deceased brother's wife because she could not marry him, and the kedushin did not grab hold. She's not a woman who's subject neither to yibum or chlitza. And if she had a co-wife, so then the latter one, cheletus emes yabemes. The A is in the brackets here, that she performs chlitza or she comes a yavam. And if this the sister-in-law who was forbidden on her original husband was permitted, a woman who was permitted to the yavam, so then v'ratza yavam lisa sal yavam tzarasa, and the yavam wants to marry her and to be miyab to yavam the co-wife, or shus biyadi, he's allowed to, because the original relationship with the brother was no relationship at all, because it was a kedushin weren't tefes. If not that she was an erva to the husband, but she was forbidden to her original husband because of a lav or because of a say, or she was a second degree erva, and it was a case that she was not forbidden to the brother, to the husband's brother, because of these reasons, she's permitted to the yavam. Besides the case of a man who divorced his wife, she remarried, and then he divorced again, then he died. So we say it's not permitted to the yavam, because the whole way she became fell to the yavam is because she was the husband's wife. But being he had no right to remarry, so she doesn't fall to the yavam. So in such a case that she performs chlitza, not yavam. Chen yavam she suffik eval yavam, may suffik eval baila. Same halach would apply to Yavama, who was a doubt if she was a forbidden relationship with her original husband or to the Yavama. Harezu chletz lemis yabemis. In both those cases, she performs chletz in ha'im. Lefikach mishakidish isha b'safa kedushin. If a man was in the Kaddish, a woman with a safa kedushin, which we explained before an halacha zayin. Safek kavla, safek kavla. V'achar kach meis echav shayisa neisa achesa. V'nafal aliyibim shi safek achesa. Yishar eiza chaletis v'lay misya bemes. So in this case, if the brother was married to the first one's Suffolk wife's sister, and then the second brother dies, so then the halacha is as follows. His wife could only be chelet and not miyabim, and the first one who was married to the sister on a Suffolk, he has to dismiss his wife with a get, and both the women are forbidden. Why? Yevimtei, his brother's Yevam is also Neshi Suffolk Eva, because maybe he was Mekadeshes to the sister. Or Sase, and the sister's, and his, the wife who he was engaged to is also forbidden to Neshi Suffolk Eva Schut Sase. Because if they were not married, so then his brother's wife had to marry. He had to marry his brother's wife. But being they performed chalitza, so then she's the suffolk, if she's the relative of the woman who he performed chalitza with, which is like a case of a secondary ever, and which we explained to you, you're not allowed to marry. Therefore, you perform chalitza with one, and you dismiss the other one with a get. Halach yidal, nisha meisachav v'nich shtei nashma, if a person's brother died leaving two wives, achas asur alav mishum erva, one forbidden to him because of her erva. Vashniya eina erva, and the second one is not a forbidden relative to him. So then we say, k'shem sha erva peturim min achlitzim min yivim, just like the woman who is a erva is exempt both from chlitzim and from yivim, kach tziras a peturim, so also her co-wife is also exempt. V'nafla zika al bayis zeh, and there's no tie to the yavam on this house at all, because the pasuk says asher la yivna has pesachav, that when they take off his shoe, they say so should be done to a person who does not want to build his brother's house. Only a house that there could be a levirate marriage, even with any woman that he'd want, so then you say that such a person didn't build up the house. However, a house that part of it he could not build up, because he couldn't marry all the wives, because one of them was an Ervantim, he doesn't even go rebuild that part which is permitted to him. It comes out, so the co-wife of the forbidden relative is herself a forbidden relative to his brother's wife, because he's not bound to by any lever ties at all, so therefore it's like the brother's wife, which is asur. Fikach, therefore, Reuben shemes v'nir shtei nashim, if Reuben died, he gives an example, now leaving two wives, ha'achasev al Shimon, if the one of them was a forbidden relative to Shimon, stein ruis for Levi, and the brother Levi, they were both women who he could be miyabim, ein l'Shimon zikal b'yezeh, so Shimon has no tie to that house at all. However, both women are under a tie to Levi. Yabim Levi achas men shehitzos erva shel Shimon. V'haisalei ish aches emes Levi. If Levi was miyabim one of the two women, and the one he was miyabim was the co-wife of the woman who was erva to Shimon, and then Levi had another wife and he died. V'nafla shtein lefnei Shimon, and both women fall before Shimon for Yivim. Shtein p'tus, they're both part exempt from Chlitz and from Yivim, from Shimon. Why? The first one, Nei Shaisa Tzareseva, because she was the co-wife of the woman who was a forbidden relative to Levi. And the second one, who was Levi's original wife, Nei Shitzosa, because she's the co-wife of this woman. Chein adin b'tzores tzareseva ad seferim, the same halacha would apply to co-wives, co-wife, and so forth until the end of the world. Any woman not bound by ties of Yibam retains her prohibited status forever as the brother's wife, and you can't marry Eshesach. Halacha Tazayin. Chain Eshesach of Shalaya Be'lam, the same halacha applies to the wife of one's brother who was not around at the living in the world at that time. Hail Ve'en Lay Allah Zika. Being he has no tie to it at all, we learned before that it says when brothers sit together, they had to both be around in the world at the same time. So that woman remains a forbidden relative to his brother, to her husband's brother forever. And she also makes her co-wife exempt. Keter, a case, Reuven shemes niyach isha. If Reuven died leaving a wife, and Nafal of Nei Shimon, And the woman fell before Shimon for Yibin. V'achar shemes Uvin neilad Levi. After Uvin died, Levi was born a brother. Ben shenilad Levi. Kedem shiyam l'shimon. Ben shenilad achar shiyima. Whether Levi was born before Shimon was miyabim Reuben's wife or afterwards. Hey, Eishes Reuben's Eva Levi Levim. She remains a forbidden relative on Levi forever. Lefika chemei Shimon. If Shimon dies, v'naf lezu v'tzeros of ne Levi. And the Reuben's wife and Shimon's wife fall before Levi for Yibim, staying for tourists, min achlitzim and Yibim, they're both exempt from both chlitz and Yibim. Asa Shimon maimer be Yevim te Eishes Reuben. If Shimon wasn't Miyabim Reuben's wife, but he only made a verbal declaration, and then he died before he consummated the marriage with her, Levi chaylet to Terasa, so Levi has to submit to chlitzah from Shimon's wife, which is the tzara of Reuben's wife. Le Miyabim, he cannot be Miyabim, she ain't a maimer kena be Yevamer kinyingam kamesh b'yanu. Because verbal declaration does not make a complete kinyan by Yavama, like we explained. On the other point, he cannot be Miyabim, Shimon's wife, because the Maimed does something. So therefore, it's a status of Chelet Le Miyabim. Isha Shizinta Tachas Baila Biratim Abedim, a woman who committed a adultery under while she was married to her husband, she did it willfully, and there were witnesses. Umeis Kedim Shigashena, and such a woman that he should divorce, but he died before he divorced, and then she fell before his brother for Yibim. Harev Turmin Achlitzim Neyibim. So such a woman is exempt both from Chlitz and from Yibim. Chain Sarasa, also a co-wife, Skilu Haisa Erval Yavim, as if the co-wives were a forbidden relative on the Yavim, Neshatima, Ksuva Bar Karayas. So by such a woman whose mizana is she became defiled, and she becomes like an arayis, because it says by a woman, aseita v'hinitma, she became unclean. Now, it seems from the Rambam that she's part of both from chlitz and from yibim. In the Gemara over there, there's a machlekes between with the Ravid and the Rif, that if she would have, her original husband, although she was mizana under him, nevertheless he had to dismiss her with a get. So if she falls before the brother, the shaila is if Yibim for sure she cannot have. Question is if she has to, if they have to perform chlitza. The Rif seemed to hold that no, you don't have to perform chlitza, because the whole way she comes, only the original brother who was married to her has to give her get to release her. But the chlitza that there's no tie to at all, so this brother doesn't have to give a chlitza. The Ravid over there seems to hold that can't, if she was with the husband, original husband, she'd need a get. So how could she go out now without anything? The yavam goes in the place of the brother, so he holds you would need chalitza. However, I will say to Shemais by Lekayim Sheshkenim Marim, a seita, a wayward woman whose husband died before they gave her to drink the mayim, the mayim marim, the water which was the bitter water, which we'll learn in the next halachas at the end of next week. Eisha ain't a basti, or a woman who isn't fit to drink the mayim marim al bas kereshin, but rather a woman you have to divorce. Hareza chaletzis v'lay misya bemis. Such a woman performs chlitza and not even vim haisala tzara. And if she had a co-wife, her yitzuras muteres v'chaletzis say misya bemis. So if it was a case of a woman, not that she was mizan with Adam afterwards, but for example, she secluded herself with another man after her husband had warned her. So such a woman is, she's awesome in the suffix, but she can't drink anymore. So then we say that she performs chlitza not yibim. And however, the co-wife becomes permitted, and she to the stranger, however, she's chelitz or mi yabim, and even to the husband, and the co-wife is has the din of the like any co-wife of chayv labim that could be either chelitz or mi yabim. Halacha chelf. V'chein shtei yavam sabayis mi bayis achad shahisa achas men shni al yavim ayim chayv labim ayim chayv eseir islandis. Same halach would apply with any two co-wives who come from one house, that one of them was a second-degree forbidden relative on the Yavim, or was a chayv lavin or chayv esera islandess, a barren woman. So then the co-wife is mut, and she could either perform chlitz or yibim like this previous case, or a chelitz liyivimta. However, a man who submits a chlitz from the Yavim, v'hocha chesa chlutzasei, and the sister of the woman who performed chlitz, ima, the mother, kiyetzban, went v'nisus la'achav and married the brother v'lei isha cheres u'meisu naflu shein l'fanuf, and the brother had another wife and he died and both of them fell before him to yibim k'shem shakrevis chlutzas asur elav just like the relative of the woman who he performed chlitzes asim, because it's the sister, the mother, kach tzuras asur. So also in such a case, the co-wife is also forbidden. Varei shtein kishniyas lei v'chalatzis v'lei mesebemis. Both of them have a halacha like secondary degree forbidden relatives, and they can perform chlitza but not yibim. Neymar asur tzaris kruvas chlitzas. So why did the chacham say that the co-wife of the relative of the chlitz of the woman who performed chlitza is asur? Neishem mischalafas b'tzaris chlitzas, because it could get mixed up with the co-wife of the woman who he performed chlitza with. Halacha chafala. Stay yivamis habayis mi bar sachad. If you have two yivamis coming from one house, sha'achnun eva ala yavim varish, eva islandis, that one of them was a forbidden relative to the brother to be miyavim, but at the same time she was also islandis, a woman who was never fit to have children. Sarasim muteris, the co-wife is permitted to the yavim, v'chalet say mis yabemis, and they could either perform chlitza even why helva islandis ain't about seeing a chlitza raise a commission. Being the islandist goes into the category which we said before of a woman who's not eligible neither for chlitza yibum. So therefore, we consider as if she isn't around. And the whole level of ties was only on the co-wife. Same halacha would apply if the deceased brother before his death divorced the forbidden relative to the second brother, or she was mine. It was a case of a ketan, and she used her right of refusal before he died. Or she died while her husband was alive, and then the brother died. The co-wife is permitted; she can either perform chlitza even. The ain name we don't say hail v'nasa. Once she was a co-wife to a woman who was a forbidden relative, she should remain forbidden forever. Because this is a general rule that the only time a co-wife can be forbidden on the yavim is when she was a tzaris, when she was a co-wife of a forbidden relative at the time when they fell before the brother for yibum. The woman who was a forbidden relative to the yavim was mekudesh to the brother who died a suffik. It was, for example, he threw it by tzidush shesram suffik kavla. The cases that were explained in Hilchos Ishah say megreshes menu besuffik, or divorced from him with a suffik eshesek tayana, or she was a mine harui lamine that had the right to refuse v'leimin nebarachav b'chayim, and she did not use her right out while her brother was alive. Her husband was alive, which is the brother of the yavim. Afa pishamina b'yavim, although she used out her right of refusal for the yavim, tzeras acholetz leimis yabemis. In such a case, the co-wife can only perform chlitza, not even. If the co-wife of the eva went and married another person, because we said there's no zika at all, and then it came out that the co-wife was the one who was a forbidden relative was an islandist, so then this woman was fit to be miyavim the brother. So she has to leave her husband and the yavam also. So she needs a get from her husband, and she needs chlitza from the yavam in order to make him permit to a regular stranger. If the yavam married the co-wife because they thought that the forbidden relative was an islandist, barren woman, and it came out that she was not a barren woman, so the co-wife has to leave the yavama with a get, and the child is a mamza, because then it's a case of a tzara serva. Three brothers. And this last case that he said she needs a get from the yavama, other mefarshim argue and say that although it's a case of chayvei krisa and kedushin won't be taken, so you shouldn't need a get at all. If you have three brothers, two of them married to two sisters, and one of them married to a regular woman, not a sister, and then the one who was married to the nachis, the other woman, died, and then a Levi died, and then his brother died, Shimon, who was married to one of the sisters, so when they fall before Reuven, the stranger can only perform chlitza not yibum, because now she became like a co-wife to Shimon's wife, and Shimon's wife is a sister to Reuven's wife. Neshi tzorsach is ishti, because she's the co-wife of the sister of the wife. Zikas achu shemesachim, because of the tie of the second brother died. V'leyed, not only that, Even if one of the brothers, Reuben and Shimon, divorced his, who was married to the sisters, divorced his wife, after Levi died, who was married to this, the third woman, and then the one who divorced his wife died, so the third, Levi's wife can only perform chitzah, not even, because that one time she was the co-wife of the sister of the wife for a minute. She was a co-wife of Zika until he divorced his wife. Shame to Sam, because if you say she could perform Yibin, Shami Yavel Yameis, maybe they'll come to be Miyam Levi's wife, Afil Lagirza Achen Shameis Asisha. Even if the, this one who died did not divorce his wife. So therefore we make exer. The Ravid says that all these halachas are based on the Minahilchis, Vein Mechavid, are based on the Halachis Delis, and he doesn't hold of them. Neymale Gazadov is of an Nisun, why, another Amas, why didn't they make such a precautionary measure in the case of a co-wife by actual marriage? Shahare Tzoris ever bin Nisunim Girish, as ever Mes, Tzorasim Utesu Yom Kamesha Bi'anu. So why by Nisun didn't they make such a Gzera that, because we just said that Tzoris ever bin Nisunim Girish, Mes, Tzorasim Utesu Yom, that the co-wife of the woman who's a forbidden relative, if he divorced the Eva and then he died, the co-wife is mutter to the Yavam, as we just explained. So he says, because by the union of Nisun, the Isser of a Tzoris Eva, of a co-wife of a forbidden relative, everyone knows about him. They won't be mutter the co-wife if there was no divorce. However, the Isser by Tzoris Eva Beziku, by only through a lever tie, is not a thing that everyone knows about, and they'll come to be mutter the Tzor, even if the ever was not divorced. Chav Zayin, Shleish Achim Nisun, Shosh Shem Nachis. You have three brothers married to three women who are no relatives one to the other. Meis Achim Nehem, if one of them dies, Vasa Sheini Maimer B'Yavimta, and the second one made a verbal agreement with the Yavam, Umeis Kerem Sheyichnes, and he died before he consummated the marriage with her, Nafleshtei, and then the Levi's wife and Shimon's wife both fall before the third brother Reuben for Yibim, are El Chalatz Leimis Yabemis. So then the Chalitz are not Yabim. Why? Neshabayla Samayim Ala Zika Shnei Yavamin. Because the woman who Shimon who performed the Maimer with Levi's wife, so now she has Zika from two Yavamin. Vinimtsis Kili Eishas Shnei Mesim. It's as if she is the wife of two dead brothers. Vedash Chacham Vamu Eishas Hamesh Vlei Eishas Shnei Mesim. The Chacham made a drush, and they said the wife of the dead man should not be to the outside and not the wife of two dead men. If the second brother would have married her, then the Zika of the first husband would have fallen off. If he wouldn't have made Maimer, then there'd only be the Zika of the first husband. That wouldn't be a problem. But over here where he did Maimer, he wasn't Canaan, so there's two Zikas, so therefore, every woman who has a tie to two Yavamin, she performs chlitz and na'im, chen tzarasa, so the same halacha is with the kohen, the yitzumi de v'seifim, and the is only based on a scribe alone. Ne'ma'la yachlet sabayla samayma shalla zikash na'yivam v'yabim tzarasa. Why can't he perform, submit a chlitz to the widow who received the verbal declaration and who had the two lever ties and then marry her co-wife? They shouldn't say that two Yavamis who come from the same house, one of them has to perform chlitz and one you could be miyamo. Therefore they said also the co-wife is forbidden. If a man made verbal declaration with his Yavama, nothing get with my money, he gave a get on his verbal declaration and he died, she goes back to original permitted status. The maim which made her forbidden, he was mevatel. The other brother, if he wants, could be either perform chlitza or yibum. If you had a case of a man 9 years and one day who had relations with his yavama, and then he died when he was a katan, and he did not have relations with her again when he became a gadol, and then she fell before the other brother for yibum, so then such a woman has to be chelitz and not miyam. Why? Because we explained that the bia of a man 9 years and one day is like a maimer from an adult. And then she has, such a woman has two zikas yavam from the first husband and from the second one. Last halacha, misha chetzer shivcha chetzer b'eschayin, a woman who is half a slave and half free. She niskat shel Reuben that became engaged to Reuben, v'nishtachon she became free, v'chazer niskat shel Shimon, and then she became engaged to Shimon, who meisa shneim and both of them died. Sebemis Levi, then she could fall to Yibum to Levi. Ve'ena Eishas Nei Mason, she's not considered the wife of two dead brothers. Why? Im Kedusha Ruven Kedusha, if the Kedusha Ruven is a Kedusha and Kedusha Shimon Klum, then Shimon's Kedusha are not Tefes. Im Kedusha Shimon Kedusha, if Shimon's Kedusha is Kedusha and Kedusha Ruven Klum, Ruven's Kedusha was nothing. Case was as follows. Two brothers owned a Shivcha equally, and one of them was Meshacha his half, or he sold out his half, and then she was Mekadesha to Reuven, and then he freed her. So the shayla in the Gemara is, does the freedom make it that the Kedushin falls off, and she becomes like a new woman, like Katan Shenelet, and then the second one's Kedushin would be Tefes, or does the Shikha, the freedom, make her finish off the Kedushin of Reuven? So therefore, it's Mimanshach. It's either only one of them was Mekudisha, so therefore she's considered like the wife of one of them, and therefore it's not an Isser of Shnei Mason, so therefore she could fall before the third brother Levi for Yibum.